following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Good morning. Pastor Shaddy here with another Refuge Daily. And as you can see, we have some familiar faces. Peter and Linda Wright are joining us. And I was talking to them and they shared their testimony with me. So I would like them to share it with you guys as well. Peter, would you like to start?
Yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity for Linda and I to share what God did in our marriage and what He did in our lives personally. It all started about 25 years ago in a very, very shaky marriage, hold on by a thread at best, an ugly thread too. But you know what? We were part of a church that we never went to. We never really paid attention to it, but we were by name only.
It was religious.
And Linda's sisters got saved and they invited her to a retreat. And the last words I said to her, if you change our religion and come back as a Christian, we're gonna get divorced. Not probably, we will get divorced. That was it, that was like, wow.
So I went to this retreat with that in my mind and also recognizing that my mom had always said that, hey, this is what our faith is and this is what we are, never change it. Yeah. And I always obeyed my mom. So when we were at this retreat, I'm asking all these questions because I had all these questions and the ladies there were answering them. At the time where they had an opportunity to accept the Lord, I had this war going on in my mind. What am I going to do? If I accept the Lord, this is going to be the end of my marriage? What will happen to me? What will I do? And I was just at this big war. When it came down to it, was like, well, whatever happens, happens. I just know I need to accept Jesus. So I came forward and I accepted Jesus. I got to pray with my sister to accept Him. And then I was afraid to go home. What's gonna happen to me? What's gonna happen? Except God prepared the way and He told me when I got there, He said, you do what you need to do, except don't expect me to follow you.
Yeah, that was a big difference from we're gonna get divorced. I think the Lord, unbeknownst to me, softened my heart that weekend. We made her a cake and said, welcome back. And we actually cleaned the house, which was crazy for us boys, you know? So that was a little bit different than
what I was expecting. It would have been easier to go forward, but hey, God had a plan and He was preparing me. Will you choose me above your husband and let the results fall where they may? And God prepared the way. So here I was. Now saved.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Linda. You called that something special. You called that your Esther moment?
Yes. When I didn't even know anything about Esther, except I just knew this is what I need to do. So if I perish, I perish, so to speak. I just knew I needed to go forward, and God is always faithful, and He showed Himself faithful even in my very teeny tiny baby step moment of coming to know this Lord who saved me.
Yeah. So when she came back, we started going to the church that we were going to, but she was not comfortable with that church. And eventually she started going to a Calvary Chapel with her sisters.
So I was going to this Calvary Chapel and I was learning His ways. And still I was at this a religious place. And this religious place, I was pouring in the truth to these other children. And somebody at my Calvary Chapel were saying, hey, do you extend your kids to this religious place still? And I said, oh, yes. But they're not, you're not being exposed to things that you truly believe in right now. And then I'm saying, what am I going to do? Oh, my dear, you're right. I'm trying to pour into these other children with allowing my children to suffer.
So, Linda, I'm sorry to interrupt again, but like, so you're going to that church only as a ministry. You were serving in the kids' ministry, and yes, they were teaching the kids all kinds of wrong things, and yes, you behind their back was, right?
I was telling them the truth, because they were telling the children that Adam and Eve were a myth. Mm-hmm. Well, Adam and Eve is not a myth, it's the truth. And so I would tell them the truth. And then I said, what am I gonna do? And one day, out of the blue, Peter tells me, because God's doing His work, tells me, you don't like it here anymore, do you? I said, nope. You're just waiting for the school year to end and then you're gonna leave, right? Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. goes, well, you do what you need to do. Don't expect me to go with you.
Right.
And so I went to Calvary Chapel with my sisters, getting to grow in the ways of the Lord.
And that was good for me, because what I did is I said, awesome, my wife's not here anymore. Kids, and I had three sons. Let's go get the bulletin from the church every week. You run in there, get the bulletin, come back out, and we're gonna go golfing. And every week we did this, it was great. We went to Hartwell Golf, played little nine holes. The kids loved it. It was crazy. And then one day our youngest son, yeah, we'd get the bulletin. Hey, look what we learned at church today. We got, you know, this and that. And just lying the whole time. And our youngest son got mad one day because we didn't get him donuts or something happened, and he ratted us out. And so he told her that, what did he tell you?
Daddy doesn't take us to church. We just go golfing and makes us get the bulletin to pretend that we went to church. Yeah. So I said, you're not taking him to church. I'm taking him with me.
Right.
And it was really hard because Daddy wasn't going to church with us. And here we are going to this Calvary Chapel who meets at a school. And they're telling me, this isn't even a real church. Why do we have to go if Daddy doesn't go? But before you know it, they started learning things about the Lord. And then I would go in with the kids every night and pray with them. And one time I saw my middle son and he was crying. I said, what's the matter? I said, he tells me, Daddy. I said, what about Daddy? He's not saved. Yeah. I said, we just need to pray. He'll get saved. I do, it doesn't work. I said, we just gotta keep praying. Don't give up, we gotta pray.
And in the meantime, I wanted to go golfing with some buddies of mine in Las Vegas. And I said, hey, I'm going to go for a week to Las Vegas. And she said, well, if you're going to go to a week in Las Vegas,
then you're going to go to a couples retreat with me.
And I had no intention on going because it was like 6 months out. And I said, okay, well, if we go, so at the church, you don't know anybody. We don't want any pressure with your family. I don't want anybody to know. But the whole time, I had no intention on going. And that my golf came and went and had a great time in Las Vegas with my buddies drinking and carrying on and doing what we do. I came home and she said, okay, I found the place we're gonna go. And that Monday morning, I said, no, I'm not gonna go. It was tough. It was a very tough week. The devil was very, very busy that week. There was a lot of shouting, a lot of crying, a lot of carrying on. And I remember that Friday night after work, I went out with those buddies to a bar and told them, hey, I gotta go to this retreat this weekend. And they all laughed at me and said, oh man, don't, whatever you do, don't say yes. It's like a timeshare thing. Don't buy into it. So had my drinks, came home about 8 o'clock, and we very grudgingly, she pulled me up to Marietta Hot Springs, and I sat there like this. I don't know if you got this, Chatty, but I sat there, I never stood up, I never did anything until Saturday when they said stuff like, children, obey your parents. I said, whoa, look at that. The Bible says that. And wives, submit to your husband. I loved it. So that afternoon, they gave us a little check sheet of questions to go over and talk about as a husband and wife. And that was the first time in probably 10 years that we sat down and literally talked about
deep
those
things.
Deep things like marriage and children and sex and all that stuff. It was crazy. And so that evening came around, and Linda had some expectations what was going to happen in the afterglow.
Oh yeah, I had all these people praying. We had it planned. They're going to have this afterglow. They'll say, who wants to accept the Lord? And my husband will come forward. And the time came. They asked, who would like to accept the Lord? Come forward for prayer. And I waited, and he didn't come.
Didn't go? No.
It was like, what? This isn't the way it was supposed to work out. What happened, Lord? And then
a few minutes later, they had, so well, after another song of worship, they said, if anybody wants to come forward for prayer for any reason, come forward. And I told her, I said, hey, let's go pray for those teenage boys that we have. They're pretty bad. So,
and I'm thinking, the boys, the kids, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I was thinking pretty
good. Look at what happened. He was supposed to go forward. What happened?
And we went to pray with for the kids, and I remember the gentleman, I shook his hand and I told him what I wanted to pray for, our teenage boys, and a voice came from behind me and said,
and mind you, my heart was broken because this was supposed to be the moment. My heart was hurting, and I don't know why these words came out of my mouth, but they did. And what I told that man was, he can't pray, he's not even saved.
So the guy, I remember the gentleman asked me, he said, you've heard the gospel, you've been here the whole time, why didn't you come forward? And I said, well, I am a Catholic, and my grandparents were Catholics from the old country of Ireland. We're great Catholics, and we're not good Catholics, but we're Catholics, and that's the way it's going to be. And he told me something I'll never forget, and this is for anybody out there, that no matter what faith you are, what denomination you are, that will not save you. It's only Jesus Christ and what he did for you on the cross that will save you. And I had never heard that before, and it was like a hammer that hit me in the head and said, you can't get on into heaven based on your grandmother or your mother or your brother or your uncle or anything else. It's what you do for the Lord. So I prayed the prayer that night, and we went down and we sat down and we sat back at our chairs.
And I was thinking, I'm in big trouble.
So I said, let's go. Let's go back to the room. And there was spiritual warfare like none other.
I said, let's go back. He said, You embarrass me.
I thought everybody heard
me. I'm sorry. I knew I was in big trouble.
But you know what? It was a spiritual warfare. And I remember she was crying and laid down. And 20 minutes later, let's go. Come on. And 10 minutes later, no, let's stay here. We'll leave in the morning. It's late. It's already like 2 in the morning. Guys, it was not pretty. But when I woke up that morning, God changed my life. It was by his grace and his mercy. When my feet hit the floor, as they do today, that I was a changed man. I don't know why it took so long. It was a battle in that room, but I was a changed man. And we went home that day. Well, that morning I was pouring orange juice for everybody, telling them I was saved.
And then I wasn't sure, was he telling me the truth or is he just trying to save face?
Where can I buy a Bible? And when we went home, we sat down our children and what did we say?
Because we were like the Brady Bunch and we always had family meetings. And we said, okay, kids, we're having a family meeting. So there they were on the couch. And then
I said, I don't know how this whole thing works, but there's a new leader in this house and it's Jesus Christ. And we're going to follow what he says and what's in the Bible. And then, I apologized to them for the way I treated them for all those years as a very abusive father, and my language was terrible, and my whole attitude was terrible. And that day I threw away all my liquor in the house. I've never had another drink since. And
he went into all the secret places he hid his liquor, and in front of the kids, he poured it out in the sink. And the kids are just sitting there watching this. It's like, is this really true? Mm-hmm. And I know when this happened, our middle son, the one that was crying, like, he's not saved, it did something special in his heart. It did.
So he became a pastor and now he's a chaplain. So God can change any marriage. And I was telling people that he's taken a lot of things out of my life, the language, the verbal abuse, the physical abuse, everything that was bad in my life. I'm still working on it. We're still working on it. But he restored our marriage and he can do that for you. And I hope that this testimony today has helped you guys.
Because he is a new creation.
Oh, yeah.
I am a new creation in Christ. And now he has created Team Right.
Thank you, guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life